Fall classes started today at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and enrollment is up. UAF admissions director Mike Ernest says over 7,600 students signed up for classes, a 7% increase over this time last year. He says the primary growth area is in new undergraduate students.
We are looking at increases in freshmen and, in particular, UA scholars.
The Scholars Program offers $11,000 awards to Alaska high school seniors in the top 10% of their class who attend UA schools. While incoming freshman enrollment is up, Ernest says the number of transfer and graduate students at UAF is down somewhat. He says the situation may be a reflection of shaky economic times.
Transfer students may be choosing to stay put at their current institution rather than transferring to another institution where they might have to pay out-of-state tuition, for example. Graduate students may have decided to stay in the workforce right now if they have jobs rather than going back to school at a time when things are uncertain.
Ernest says it's unclear exactly how recessionary pressures are affecting higher education in Alaska, given that job losses, which drive people back to school, have not been seen here. UA System Associate Vice President for Student and Enrollment Services, Saichi Oba, says recruiting programs are helping drive up enrollment.
Campuses have been very diligent, very vigilant in attracting students to their campus. I would point out that I think Fairbanks and Juneau in particular have paid close attention over these last 18 to 24 months with some very specific strategies to students local. Anchorage has been a consistent performer for 5-6 years. The numbers they're producing continue to show that what they do is working for them.
Several academic programs at UAF are showing big enrollment increases, including the College of Engineering and Mines, Liberal Arts, and School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences, where enrollment is up 46%. Oba says system-wide this fall's increase will likely be about 5%, a number that hasn't been seen since UA President Mark Hamilton came on board and started instituting changes to bump up enrollment.
You'd have to go back to the shortly after the president arrived, and programs like Scholars were beginning to sort of take hold. We saw increases like this in the early part of the decade, but for the last 3 years, perhaps, we've been flat to just maybe 1 or 2% up.
Oba says final enrollment numbers won't be available for a few weeks. He says there are always some students who drop out during that time.